Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Quick English Podcast. Let's talk about polite expressions. Well, in any language, it's essential to make a good impression, and it can be really important to have at the top of your mind and on the tip of your tongue some polite expressions. Mastering them is going to help you to navigate both social and professional interactions in a more confident manner. So let's have a look at some of the most common polite expressions and talk about the different situations in which they are used. Of course, the basic please and thank you are the first words we turn to and the first we learn as children when we learn our manners. Please, when we're asking in a respectful manner for anything, and also thank you, of course, to show appreciation. One piece of advice I can give you is always use please at the beginning of the sentence. So instead of saying, could you please do this, say, please, could you do this? Or please, would you be able to do that? So sticking please at the beginning is always the best way to go to make an immediate positive impact. Thank you can also be improved by remembering to say it in the first place. So always saying thank you for your help, thank you for being here for me, or thank you for the gift, or even thank you for the compliment. So there you are, remembering your P's and Q's, your pleases and thank yous. Then we've got excuse me, which sometimes people forget to say when they're walking past you. Excuse me, could I walk past you? Excuse me, may I pass through? Excuse me, would you mind if I passed? Or so sorry, please excuse me. You can also ask, could you please lend me something? Could you please lend me your phone? Could you please show me the way? Let's talk about apologies as well. Remembering to say sorry or admit when you've made a mistake and using a nice, polite expression to say that. So, I apologise for the delay. I'm sorry for the confusion. I must apologise. Please excuse me. We do apologise. You can often use the word do to emphasise your gratitude or your apology. So, same with must. I must say that we're really sorry for the delay. I must apologise. Do excuse me. Please do excuse me. So you can add some extra emphasis in that way. Polite expressions, of course, are also used in everyday situations, such as ordering food. May I please have a coffee would be very polite. Could I ask you for the bill, please? If you want directions, excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the train station? Or even better, please excuse me, can I ask you how to get to the train station from here? Remember that also using polite expressions and being extra polite over the telephone can really help you negotiate situations. So starting with a good morning, how are you? Ending with have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a lovely evening. So these are just some examples of polite expressions, and obviously incorporating them into your conversations is going to really help you to foster positive interactions. Politeness really does go a long way in building strong relationships. I can give you some other alternative examples. Maybe you'd like to repeat these after me by hitting pause. So instead of simply saying thank you, you could say I'm extremely grateful, or I can't thank you enough. I really appreciate it. You could say to someone who compliments you, for example, that's very kind of you to say. Thank you for your encouraging words. What about when someone's helping you with something? That means a lot to me. I'm really touched by your support. I'm so grateful to have you in my corner. How about making an apology more sincere? I want to express how genuinely sorry I am for making this mistake. Please accept my apologies. I'm so sorry for any inconvenience my actions have caused. Let's talk about something more encouraging then, remembering to motivate other people. You're doing an amazing job. Keep up the great work. I have full confidence in your abilities to succeed. Your dedication and hard work is inspiring and noticed. You could also add a little extra good manners with some nice expressions to ask for help. I would be incredibly grateful if you could help me. I understand if you can't, but would you mind lending me a hand? If it's not too much trouble, could you help me out? What about showing interest? I'd value your input. I'd appreciate your perspective. Let's look at some more relaxed things then. You're a lifesaver. I owe you one. Thanks a million. Those are relaxed, more chatty expressions to say thank you. Or if you respond to a compliment, oh, you're too kind. You're making me blush. You're the best. How about offering some genuine support in a more chatty and relaxed way? Let me know if there's anything I can do for you. I'm here if you need a hand. Don't hesitate to ask. Count me in if you need me. I've got your back. And if you have to say sorry to a friend, my bad. Whoops, sorry about that. I'm really sorry. I promise I'll make it up to you. Please forgive me. I really didn't mean to. Remember to back up your friends with some positive words of encouragement. You've got this. You can do it. I believe in you. You're doing great. Don't give up. You're making progress. You can do this. You're on fire. Keep going. And then if we are asking a friend for some input, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Tell me more. I'm all ears. What's your take on this? So you can see that there are some more formal expressions and some more chatty expressions. So obviously figure out the context before you, and the relationship as well, before you use the more informal ones. So I do hope that these expressions have helped you. I'd advise you to listen to this recording, to this podcast several times, so that you can really remember some of these expressions and start using them. Speak to you again soon. Save you from high. Save you.